The professor at Ohio State University says that women who post pictures of their newborn, their babies, mm-hmm. are more likely just to be doing it just for validation. If you feel the same way, you can tweet us at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show. A few other things also going on in Facebook's world. They refuse to take down, and I know people who have gotten pictures reported mm-hmm. just because they're in bathing suits. It's amazing what violates Facebook's terms and conditions as far as pictures. It's also amazing what doesn't violate those terms and conditions. They refused to take down a picture of a murdered woman's body. It happened in Texas. It was up there for 36 hours. There was a 45-year-old man murders his wife, or girlfriend, rather. Yeah. He takes pictures of her dead body. And one is, there's two up there. One is of her body. The other one is his face covered in blood. And they left, even though people were reporting it, they left it up there for 36 hours.
Because they said it didn't break their terms and stuff. I mean, wouldn't you not have some, because that's bad stuff. Mm. Like, wouldn't you not have that in there just because people do crazy things?
I had went to an interview for mycollegeyearbook.com, mm-hmm. which is similar to Facebook. It's just not as popular. Mm-hmm. But there's members on it.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I went to this interview. This was years ago before I was trying to get a job in radio. I was like, maybe social media will be the next best thing.
Yeah.
And so I go to the interview. Besides it being an interview with a guy I'd met the year before at a friend's party, just randomly, and I told him he looked like Ted Bundy. When I show up, I was like, I know you. He's like, hi, Ted Bundy. I met you at Rob's party. I was like, this is going to be uncomfortable. The position was to go through material that was reported as inappropriate, it's verbiage mm-hmm. or words or pictures. And he's like, you'd be perfect for this job.
No, yeah.
And I don't know if I was supposed to be offended by that or not. So that's what happened on Facebook. Also happening on Facebook.
This is kind of slightly worrying, maybe.
No, it's not. Don't be one of those people, Petch. They now have a microphone option, which is going to use the mic in your cell phone for messages. So it's going to use it. They say, Facebook says, it's listening for ambient noise. For example, it's going to listen to for what song you're listening to, what movie you're watching, and then ask you if you want to share that song or that movie, and let people know that you're watching or listening to that.
But if it's listening to the song you're listening to, then obviously, is it listening to you singing to that song?
It can.
Is it listening to you talking? If it's listening, it's listening.
Yeah, but that's the OnStar. It's basically like Shazam listening.
Yeah.
What's the difference? If you Shazam something, you can talk over it. Granted, you have to turn it on and turn it off yourself.
Uh-huh.
Start it and stop it yourself. But is there what people think? Nobody cares about your stupid life day to day, what you're doing. Do you think Facebook cares anything that we say about for the 5 hours we're here?
See, I don't know. See, I think, and you keep seeing all these different things with Facebook. I think Facebook is, what's the right word for it? It's not an evil, but it's one of those things like everything.
We're all just bamboozled into thinking it's safe.
Because you think about this. Most things that you want to sign up for, there's always that sign up with your Facebook option.
Yeah.
So they're getting, they're constantly sucking in all your information all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, if they're there, are they listening to the music or a movie you're watching, or are they kind of maybe just, if you hit a song, does it activate something? And then, because they're tied in heavily with Spotify, because you can set that, there's an option in Spotify, like when you sign up with Facebook, and then you can untick it, but if you're listening to, say, Meghan Trainor, like, it will come up in your Facebook feed. It will be like, oh, Petch currently listening to Meghan Trainor. And I see some people who obviously have that option ticked. I don't know. See, we all go, no, that's stupid. They're not listening to us. But are they really? Because they like to know a lot about us already by things that we click and things that we do. Is this just the next step forward?
Sure. And what's the difference? Is there any difference between them listening to you and picking out bits and pieces that you want?
I guess not.
They're already, anything you search on the internet is going, it's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see customized or tailored to you ads on Facebook. Sitting here looking at running shoes, and then tomorrow all my ads on Facebook will be about running shoes.
Yeah, it's crazy how just everything is all, but is it all done to make us think it's convenient, or are they just doing it for other reasons?
Is this your conspiracy theory? What are the other reasons? Go ahead. Don't have half of a conspiracy theory. What is the benefit to them listening in to anybody's conversation? conversation at any given time? What are they getting out of that?
Besides
advertising and sales or trying to make a buck, what's the overlying conspiracy theory?
I'm wondering if, like, you know, in Facebook headquarters, is there this, like, top floor in this building that's just got rows and rows of people just listening to conversations?
But for what purpose? Tell me what purpose.
For information. I mean, it could be used. Are they in... I don't want to get into, are they in with the government and stuff, but are they in with that, like, a, you know, so they're listening to see if people are doing bad stuff? And I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems very weird that they can use your mic to listen to ambient noise and listen to what music you're playing. Well, if they can do all those things, then they could just leave that clicked on all the time.
I'll tell you.
To anything.
They listen whenever they want. It's when everything goes silent in my house that you should be worried.